Hi, y'all. This is Day and Airy with Winchell Time. It is September 16th, Monday, and we're recording the pod here close to 5 o'clock p.m. I'm going to have to...
Cutting it short.
I'm going to have to go and pick up the lentil here from daycare pretty soon, but trying a little different format. Both of us are standing while we are in the studio here.
And making power poses, speaking from the diaphragm and the solar plex.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I may or may not be wearing pants right now.
But you're holding the baby and a bottle.
I'm definitely holding the quinoa right now, yes. And trying to give him milk. So going to try to keep it a little bit faster pace. Again, my name is Day, and I was a sales engineer for a really long time, working on high-speed data networks for enterprises, very large companies. And then now I am a podcaster and investor in the space of cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin.
Woohoo! And I currently am the chair of the Cascadia Blockchain Council. We create one collective voice for technology companies, everyone from Portland all the way up to Vancouver, BC. And we build shoulder-to-shoulder partnerships with policymakers, investors, and those of us that are technologists. Before that, musician, artist, turned management consultant, and I'm having a great time.
Awesome. What are we going to talk about today on the pod, Airy?
We have big announcements.
Yeah, big news.
We have sponsors. So we'll be announcing our four lovely, amazing sponsors, the WTIA, Dragon Chain, CoinMe, and Fresh Chalk.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's do Satoshi math after we let Dom roll with the disclosures, disclaimers.
All right.
Thanks again, Dom, for being a bug on the windshield. I need to send you a new version of the disclosures, disclaimers, which I will do tonight. Monday, September 16th evening to get you to read, record, and send to me, please, sir. Thank you very much to Dom and to CoinMe for being one of the awesome on-ramps for cash into Bitcoin. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, Bug.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Security and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Airy and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, Dom, for reading the disclosures, disclaimers. I got the quinoa here furiously sucking down a bottle of milk here. And I think Airy wanted to
do some Satoshi math.
Satoshi math. Here we go.
Yeah. So the price of Bitcoin today is September 16th, Monday. The price of Bitcoin at 4:47 p.m. was $10,000 and $10,270.
Okay. So you take one U.S. fiat dollar and you divide that by a decimalized version of that number, and then it comes to
8 decimal places out, so that is 1 divided by 0.00010270, and that equals 9,737 satoshis.
Awesome.
In $1.
Yes, so less satoshis you get, the more the Bitcoin goes above $10,000 of Bitcoin, that means you get less satoshis.
Yep, so yay, Satoshi, stacking
Satoshi
sets.
Math, there you go. Next season, I'm going to come up with a little music background for the Satoshi math.
Oh, yeah. A jingle?
No, not a jingle. Oh. Just playing some background music, a background music track.
But to make it more fun.
Yeah, to make it more distinguished and fun.
Oh, yeah, another idea was the wheel, right?
Yeah, so I want to do like a Wheel of Fortune style wheel. Where we put all the topics, controversial and not controversial topics, there so that guests can spin the wheel and then we can talk about anything that comes up.
Yeah, all the things that you're not supposed to talk about, right? Like it's like guns and God and religion and...
Oh, speaking of guns, so Guns and Bitcoin, the Twitter handle, uh-huh. It's run by Ragnar, I believe.
Okay.
Feel free to reach out and correct me if I'm wrong. But so him and their organization, Guns and Bitcoin, they just created some Koreans on a Roof stickers.
What?
It's a red and blue sticker of... Korean Americans from the LA riots using guns while they're on their roofs to defend their properties because the police would not do it.
Whoa.
I know. So I was really floored by that. I saw a sticker go by, so I definitely got to buy some
of
those.
God.
Yeah, and I'll send up some iHeart Bitcoin stickers in return. And
if you guys haven't seen Day running around town yet, he's wearing a MAGA hat that says "Make Bitcoin Great Again." It looks like a MAGA hat.
It looks exactly like a MAGA hat.
Yeah, so it's very confusing because people don't read, and so people are like, "Yeah, yeah, I agree with you, sir." And I'm like, Bitcoin. Are you guys reading that his hat? It says Bitcoin. Make Bitcoin great again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Well, I wore it to the Puyallup Fair, the Washington State Fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
A few people come up to me and I didn't correct him because I felt like you would be punking them.
Yeah.
If I told them, if you read the hat, it's actually Bitcoin, not America. And I didn't want people to be feel that
upset, yeah.
Upset feeling
not
from
not cool.
Getting pranked or cranked or whatever it's called. Okay, so sponsors.
Yay! We got
some
really,
yes.
Really happy and very, very thankful for the opportunity to share and help be an evangelist for the drumroll, WTIA, CoinMe, Dragon Chain, and Fresh Chalk.
Awesome. And so along one of those guys, there is a pretty big announcement of an investment that was made into CoinMe.
CoinMe had a really, really big announcement this week. GeekWire by James Thorne was the first to post it on September 12th, a few days ago. And it said, the headline was, CoinMe reels in $1.5 million to grow cryptocurrency ATM network. And the investment came from two very large funds, mostly being led by Xspring and Ripple Labs.
I'm not sure how you're supposed to pronounce that. Is it
Ripple
Xspring
Labs.
Or is it Spring or because it's Xpring?
I don't know actually. I just read it the way I thought it would be read.
yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
So
they're
what else?
Very, very excited about that. The WTI, the highlight this week is we're going to be having Anthony Entman, who's the CEO of Ikigai, who will be speaking on Thursday about the misconceptions of Bitcoin and crypto assets. And so that'll be this Thursday, actually coincidentally, at the CoinMe office.
Funny how that works out, huh?
It's kind of funny. At the Columbia Tower Club, not Columbia Tower, 31st floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Dragon Chain, they have a weekly...
Before you go into Dragon Chain, sorry. So that event on Thursday?
Thursday, 11:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah. So it's a lunch deal.
Yep.
So lunch is provided.
Pizza!
And so there is multiple organizations. So it's us, which is Windshield Time, which is also kind of Yellow Umbrella Ventures, which is also kind of sort of Blockchain Underground, the meetup that we also help manage.
Yep.
So it's a multi-organizational deal. And then we're also going to have some folks in from Stably doing highlight reel. So taking some video and then hopefully putting together a nice little highlight reel of the video.
Oh, great. Yeah. Stably's coming in. That's right. They're going to do a highlight video reel for their audience, which is really, really great.
Yep.
Ikigai from Anthony Entman will be speaking, and then CoinMe hosting, also the WTIA Blockchain Council helping to sponsor and promote it as well.
All right. Okay, so now Dragon Chain. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, so Dragon Chain will have a bunch of announcements and updates coming up. There's a lot of flurry going on at the office. I believe there's an open house coming up on October 4th, so keep your eyes peeled for the Dragon Chain open house coming up on October 4th. I think they're just about to announce that, so if you're listening to this, you're very early.
Will there be beer there?
Huh?
Will there be beer there?
I would assume so. It seems to they enjoy that stuff, right?
Maybe I'll just bring my own six pack then.
You can bring your own Coolsie for sure. Oh, you need a Bitcoin one though.
Yeah.
Anyway,
maybe I'll make one for iHeart Bitcoin, the sticker that I have. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? What else you got in there?
Fresh Chalk, lots of businesses and users onboarding there. If you haven't heard about it, it's freshchalk.com, F-R-E-S-H-C-H-A-L-K, like fresh, and then I'm using chalk to write on a whiteboard, freshchalk.com. Excuse my pronunciation. So it's a recommendations engine by your trusted friend network. You know, I could go and use any painter for home services, but I know that Dave, for instance, is really particular about his home service providers, and he recommends this great painter. So I'm more likely to use Dave's recommended painter than somebody from random Yellow Pages, right?
Yeah, so here's the problem that I've been running into a lot lately is that contractors tend to be very fluid in their operational and working habits. And so the same person that I used a year ago, it basically disappears.
Yeah.
And so even though I may have really enjoyed working with them, they're just unavailable. And so if I choose just anyone, then it doesn't create as much of a sticky sort of relationship when I pick the contractors to do work. So if I have someone who's been recommended by somebody and the recommendation is good and the relationship that they have is good, then it creates a better working relationship for tradespeople like that and kind of sort of handyman type or handy person, handy people, whatever.
Especially
the
if you're
going to
use someone at your home, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have a number of projects coming up for ourselves that I've been researching on Fresh Chalk here and there. I need to put into my habit loop to go into Fresh Chalk a little bit more often. But yeah, it's definitely starting. And so already gotten a couple of recommendations for water heater replacement outfits over there. So if you haven't heard of it or tried it out, then freshchalk.com, definitely.
Yeah, we're both on there, so look us up. We're going to be working on writing more reviews. I've spent a few hours writing different reviews and recommendations for people I recommend. So go in there and check it out.
I already took the name alias Satoshi, so no one else can have that one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I think it's a good time for you and me, Day, to spend a little bit of time in this episode to go back the last 3 months, because launching a podcast is a big deal, especially since we just had a baby, too, at the same time. And as I've been meeting people who have been listening to the pod, they've been like, oh, my God, I can't believe you launched a pod. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing 2 episodes a week. That's crazy. What's it like? And actually, you know, what's it like working with your husband? You guys have never worked together before. And I have a lot of commentary on that. I mean, remember, like in the first month, we fought a lot, like before and after each
episode. Sometimes it feels like we still fight a lot.
Yeah, but we fought more then. Right?
But the idea is that we're basically growing and challenging ourselves to create create something here, something special. And so bring your own personalities and productizing ourselves in the, you know, Naval Ravikant preachings about productizing yourself in this day and age and figuring out how to provide value in the world on your own instead of working for a big, big company.
Well, and also I think we have strong perspectives and we like to bring our whole selves, you know, so we're parents, we're married, we're siblings, we're friends. We have lots of different interests.
We're not siblings of each other.
Of course not. God, but we have siblings.
We have siblings.
Sorry,
is the way
excuse
I think
my
you want to say
it. English. Oh my God. Okay.
It is your second language, yes.
It is. It's at least my third language, in fact.
Music, yes.
Yes, yes.
So it's been really interesting. I mean, we're 30 plus episodes in twice a week and being really hardcore about hitting our Tuesday, Friday published dates. The published time has varied a little bit more than I like, but at least definitely hitting our Tuesday, Friday publication dates.
I think,
on target.
Like how much time on average do you spend?
That's another issue that, so
editing the video edit, the not the video, the sound editing.
Yeah. So the post-production editing, the big monster that I recently did with Brock and
the last episode,
Alvaro. Yeah. And Chris. That one was an hour and 45 minutes total with our introductory commentary and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to get the levels of audio down. I like to, you know, take out any unnecessary sounds and that kind of thing. And so post-production editing that I found is that including the event for every hour of podcasting, it's taken me anywhere from 5 to 10 hours of post-production for me to be happy with the audio quality. It's sort of in line, but sort of a lot when I'm doing it twice a week, and then also having to stay up, you know, really late to meet the publication deadlines.
And usually on those nights, you're doing the night duty with the quinoa.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
you very much.
Yes.
For your sacrifice and commitment to our family.
Yes, yes. I think he's really feeling the energy of us standing or something, because he is squirming everywhere right now.
I know. I'm worried you're gonna like drop him, because he's like
I'm not gonna drop him
rolling around there like crazy.
Okay, so that's post production. You wanted to do a retrospective on some of the episodes we had,
also like sharing a little bit more about the journey. So you know at first, you know, you had already been spending 6 months while I was pregnant, and then you know post baby coming out, you had spent 6 months independently thinking about all the details around the pod. So for me, it was a really easy on-ramp to be like, oh, yeah, we're doing the pod. But you had been agonizing, worrying about the disclosures and disclaimers. You had gone off and recorded.
All
the gear. We're actually using real equipment, microphones. I mean, I don't even know what this equipment is. There's a mixing board. We've tried different varieties where we had microphones plugged into our laptops. And we were using GarageBand to sync all the different microphones.
Yeah, there's been a few iterations. And then we also had the voice recorders that we've been using a lot lately, which are really handy dandy because we can use them in the car.
Right.
A couple of pods that we've done with voice recordings in the car. And the audio quality, while it isn't the quality now, it's good enough. We're just kind of rolling with it as we go. But experimenting with different formats, different types of interviews. You know, we had the quad pod Michael Schuster and Heather Redman.
Also in Detroit, we did the quad pod.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with Adam and Mark.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Yeah. So Hall in the Studio, cross country, Hall in the Studio, cross town. I was thinking there's like different size versions of the studio. There's like the nano version, which is like the one voice recorder.
Yeah.
There's the micro version, two voice recorder, then there's the whatever next size after micro, which is just a laptop and a microphone, because these microphones are USB enabled and go directly into laptops. And then there is the full-blown studio with like standing tripods, multi-mic, mixing board, and all that stuff going into a Mac for a full-blown studio.
Which is what we have in the studio that we're using right now. I was protected from having to worry about that, because we would not be doing as well if it were me. But thank you, Dave, for your service.
And then we agonized over the album art for I don't know how many weeks. Fiverr person who was very, very
patient.
Very, very patient. But I had a vision for exactly how I wanted that to look, and it uses our avatars that we have on all our social profiles. And so
that was all day, everyone. All day, like literally day, all day and all day.
And then so it's kind of like trying to bring the branding all together into one sort of vision, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah.
You know, and not have, you know, disparate images or disparate type of branding and logoing and that sort of thing.
But it actually ties in beautifully with Yellow Umbrella Ventures, which is the truck logo, pickup truck. You know, we're not here to be Porsche Cayennes, for instance. We're here to be in the trenches, work shoulder to shoulder with our clients and sponsors and the companies that we get to work with on the startup journey. I think the branding is very magically cohesive.
Can't wait to buy a pickup truck and brand it with Yellow Umbrella Ventures. That'll be amazing.
Oh my God. If you guys didn't know, Day is a collector of old cars. Old, like really old, like 95 old.
Yeah, but this will be a brand new truck. This will be a brand new
truck.
Oh
my God, no more. Yeah.
You know, pickup trucks, they're astonishingly, they hold their value astonishingly well.
Yeah.
Even through lots and lots and lots of mileage.
Yeah.
And so it almost doesn't pay to purchase a used truck with lots of miles, because the resale value is so high, you might as well just get a brand new truck and put all your own miles on there. It's really weird.
Well, then let's get a truck when we get the farm. So we hire people to do the farming because we don't like farming. But I want to.
Yeah.
You know, because it's green.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the, you know, podcasting journey. If you have any questions about how to get started, you know, we're happy to share and share insights along the way.
I take a lot of inspiration for the existing folks in the space, you know, so like Peter McCormack and Pomp, of course. There's a few other people that have been doing lots of great work. You know, even Jason Calacanis. Yeah, exactly. Gimlet Media. Yeah, definitely. Alex Bloomberg over there. But yeah, I've been kind of, you know, getting inspiration and, you know, blatantly stealing inspiration and ideas from various NPR type episodes. So it's been a long journey and getting this whole thing going. Yeah.
Yeah. So season one has been our kickoff of our pilot, us figuring out how to talk into microphones while looking at each other, knowing that there's lurkers all around us listening and we don't know who and how many and forever in time will it be out there in the internet.
Making sure that we're rated G and having our message down. Oh, yep. I didn't read the, keep talking while
okay.
I get through
this. Okay. figuring out how to do this while, you know, nursing a newborn to 4 months old now he is. Most of the time, the childcare has been falling through, and we've been just working on solving that problem, figuring how to get reliable childcare going. As Day is looking up our official what is Windshield and who is our target audience, we really saw an opportunity for us to share our lives holistically and authentically, and then also talk about knowings and comings and who's who and what's going on in the Pacific Northwest in this world of blockchain and crypto.
Okay, so Aaron's going to grab the baby and I'm going to read this really quick. That might wrap up this episode. We forgot to do this in the beginning intro portion, and so shows that we have all the components, but we're still kind of like, discombobulated in a way. Windshield Time is a non-technical, fun podcast about Bitcoin, money, and life for parents and busy working folks who are curious about Bitcoin, blockchains, and crypto assets. Day and Ari and their guests talk about these new evolutionary technologies and what they touch in all our lives, because what part of your life does money not touch? And that reminds me of another little phrase that we've been saying a lot lately, which is that blockchains and Bitcoin is an evolutionary technology, but the idea that the trust factor in large organizations and governments and such has really gone down. So it is very much a trust revolution that is going on these days. And we need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And so one last announcement that we had. Oh, we don't have it. Actually, the one last announcement along with the Blockchain Underground doing the Anthony Entman event on Thursday is that we're going to have him in the studio. Is it tomorrow? Or the day after? Wednesday.
Tomorrow is Seattle Alt Conference.
Yeah. So we'll be at Seattle Alt Conference all day tomorrow. But Wednesday, we're going to have Mr. Entman in the studio here. We're going to do a very personal interview with him for the pod. And then the day after is when the Blockchain Underground event.
Yeah. And we're really, really excited about it because I think we're going to be the first to ever record Anthony Entman and also have him live in the event on Thursday. Since he started Ikigai, he had some military government muzzle that he wasn't allowed to speak publicly for quite some time, and so this will be the first time he's being allowed to speak all this week with us, and so we're really, really grateful for the opportunity to be able to spend time and get to know Anthony.
For full disclosure also, so he's with Ikigai Asset Management, and Ari and I are both LPs there, for full disclosure. But it's been Travis Kling who's been the one mainly in the media, and just last week he got some really awesome coverage with, I think, Julia Chatterley on CNN. I was retweeting and sharing the video clips of the interview that he did with her. And he did some awesome talks. And he's been the main person kind of like publicly in the crypto Twitter, Bitcoin Twitter world representing Ikigai Asset Management. But now I think it's going to be maybe more shared between Anthony as the in the CEO role, and then also Travis in the chief investment officer role. Now I have to go pick up the lentil, and I'm gonna let Ari close it out here, and she can hit stop on the recording here, but last thing I get to say is be nice to each other out there, y'all. Thanks for listening.
All right, we appreciate ratings, reviews.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Ratings, reviews, and subscribes. On our podcast, I really appreciate it. Quinoa is wiggling in my arms. Feel free to send us any comments and suggestions, because we're always trying to learn and make this better, especially in the season one.
Twitter handles are at LuggageDonkey and at ArianSeattle.
Or at Windshield21.
Oh yeah, I forget about that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Together we rise.
Bye, y'all.
This is J.R. Pennypacker from Do We Cheat 'Em and How? None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its hosts is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or even speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars for that matter of any kind, but they're simply humans and not sentient intergalactic life forms that are aliens. No, not at all. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, future of this space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic and coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Here's a cartoon. I don't know if you can read it, but it's sort of from a perspective of a millennial. I don't want much in life, just sick clothes, a bunch of money, convenient restaurant options. Free shipping is always nice, and like a sense of purpose, I guess. I love this cartoon because it does sort of like capture that mentality. But think about it. If you are a rent seeker in this economy, what are you gonna be thinking of? You're not thinking about changing the world or providing value for the world. You're thinking about all this other stuff. And why is that? That's because deep down inside, you know you are a leech. Stealing from everybody else.
Right.
And I'm serious about this. There's a lot of people that are going through having to deal with the fact that they are not contributing at all to society. We have epidemic levels of depression. Where do you think that comes from? If deep down inside you know that you are not contributing anything to society, well, how should you feel? And think about it. There's a lot of other people that when they have that voice inside that's telling them, okay, you're not really doing anything useful, well, they go around and drown that. We have epidemic levels of all kinds of addictions too. Alcoholism, drugs, even like TV or getting obsessed with the latest Netflix series or, you know, eating or whatever. There's a lot of different addictions that everyone can get into. That causes real social damage.